I'm very happy to be here to talk about an interesting topic, but I have to say, the first question I would think you would be asking in wondering about the amendments to the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure is, why are you hearing about this? Y'all are appellate lawyers. You're here for an appellate conference. The big change in the amendments to the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure are to the discovery rules. And as David Cole just showed you, the big topics in the Fifth Circuit and in any court are not discovery. You're not usually going to be having discovery disputes in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. You're not going to be having those disputes under the federal rules in the Texas courts either. And so I wondered when I was asked to give the speech whether, you know, why would this be a good topic to talk to federal appellate lawyers and state appellate lawyers about? Well, the best I could come up with is to quote our number one appellate judge, who has said, these amendments may not look like a big deal, but they really are. And so I think they are. I think they are meant to have a significant effect on the way cases are handled in federal court. And I think those discovery matters inform so much of the rest of the practice that I think they can have a profound effect on your practice. I think David Cole just pointed that out, for example, when it comes to pleadings, that Rule 12 questions and questions whether you've met Twombly or met Iqbal sometimes have to do with who's got the discovery, where that evidence is, and how are you going to get that evidence. So I'm going to try to focus mostly, there's a number of topics, but I'm going to try to focus mostly on the discovery amendments since I have a short period of time, and those are by far the most important amendments in the federal amendments from December. I wanted to talk briefly, however, also on the subject of applicability to current cases, because that would apply to your cases right now, maybe even cases on appeal, cases that might get remanded. So let me talk briefly about that. Then I'm going to try to talk a little bit about the discovery matters and then talk a little bit about what the implication is, what the court is trying to do, and what that might mean for you in both your appellate and your district practice.